This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for our weekly talk radio roundup, a review of the hot hits in the news talk radio world. This hour accompanies the official talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison. Joining me, Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and The Good Day Show. Jay Kirshner from The Good Day Show. And Doug Steffens joining me from The Good Day program as well. So here we are, all of us together, one big happy, one big happy bunch, if you will. All right, so the charts this week start... Depending on whether we want to start at the bottom or the top, sometimes I like to start at the top, and I was actually intending to start on the top, but I think we'll go to number 10 and work our way backwards, because number 10 is all about the severe weather. California is Jennifer's home, my part-time home. I'll be there this weekend. I hope it's going to be better than the weather that I experienced when I was there last weekend.
Well, it's going to be different. There's actually an atmospheric river. You know, I love all these terms that they come up with.
Yes, right. Yeah.
It's raining again in California. And what's problematic about that, I've been spending a lot of time talking about the community that's in San Bernardino, the San Bernardino Mountains, the communities of Big Bear, Arrowhead, and Crestline.
Somebody get killed in an avalanche there?
I don't know if there was an avalanche, but 12 people already have died.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm looking. Yeah,
it was really gross. It was being grossly unprepared. We knew that this storm was coming. This we get snow in California. This area gets a lot of snow. They're skiing up there, but we got so much snow in such a short amount of time that people were trapped into their homes, and then the snow plows would come and actually build up more snow walls for them. People died of gas leaks because they were without power. Their gas meters froze. They cracked. People were asphyxiating in their homes, and what really looked awful is that our governor, Gavin Newsom, went to Mexico during all of this while people were freezing to death in their homes. Literally, it would just came out late Thursday evening. Finally, Gavin Newsom asked for a national state of emergency so that we can get national resources and FEMA up there to help these people. You've got Chef Jose Andres, who does a great job. He's been sending food up there, but we don't have our own governor doing it. So finally, on late Thursday evening, he asked for that declaration from the Biden administration.
Okay, so take note, folks. Jennifer Horn says something critical about the governor of California. It is a shocking reality that
No, but think happened. About the optics. So he wants to be president.
Yeah,
he's got people freezing to death. You don't go to Cabo. I'm sorry. No. It just doesn't
sure
look
Sure you
good.
Do. If you're cold, you go to Cabo.
Nice.
Let's warm ourselves up. You know, in league with this, I'm in Salt Lake as we're doing the program this week, and the snow here is unbelievable. And there's another snowstorm that's headed in here today or in the next couple of days. And the number of roofs, my friend Jack Stockwell, who has a home up on top of one of the mountains, his roof's leaking like a sieve because the water, the snow gets in underneath the frozen ice, and that's causing a problem. And then there are roof collapses because the snow is so heavy and there's so much of it. And yet I was sitting on the plane with somebody coming out here last night that is an avid skier, and the reason she moved out here is because of how great the skiing is. And so she works during the week, she travels, and on the weekend, she comes home and skis. And apparently there are a lot of people, the population of Park City and some of these other areas, Ogden, have grown tremendously in people who are coming and spending the winter here. For me, I'd like to do what Gavin Newsom does when it's cold. I want to go where it's warm.
You want to go to Mexico, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to Mexico. Number nine this week, as a matter of fact, is a reason not to go to Mexico. The Mexican cartel that was responsible for kidnapping and killing those Americans has turned over. This is not the Mexican government, folks. This is the drug cartel.
Might as well be the government.
Well, but the cartel was saying that, hey, we had no part of this. The members of this cartel acted on their own merit. This is all on them. It basically signed, sealed, and delivered them with a handwritten note of apology.
That is such a joke, though. What a joke. Because what's happening... Well, the cartels have taken over. And see, this is the issue. So the cartels, especially in these border areas, have taken over. The government's out. If the government's there at all, they've already got intermixed with the cartels, right? And literally, Mexico has let this happen. So then you have these four people from South Carolina go missing, whatever it was, mistaken identity, however it was. Two of them end up dead. One of them's pretty significantly injured. Another one survives. They all get returned. The bodies come back, everything. And people are now putting some attention on it. So the Mexican president said, oh, enough with this. You know, he feels the heat. Because people are actually paying attention to the fact that Americans can go missing. That's not great for their tourism, right? People are going to think twice about going in there. And so then the pressure goes on the cartels. So how convenient. They write an apology letter? Give me a break. Yeah. If you're going to write an apology letter, how about for the fentanyl and all the drugs and all the other people that you kill, rape, and murder
coming across the border? Well, that's probably why they turned these people over, because they don't want them sniffing around, anyone sniffing around, authorities sniffing around, and find something else.
Yeah,
looking for the
and
people,
they also,
here you go. Go away
now. We're pressured probably by like, okay, enough of this bad publicity, do something. So there was a scapegoat. In fact, when the federales turned up, whoever it was that came to arrest these guys, the cartels had totally cleared out. There was just one poor schlub sitting in front of this shed where all these people were being kept and their bodies were being held. And they make a convenient arrest on somebody who's unarmed standing in front of a shed. I mean, it's just... It's like a movie. It's like a scene from a movie.
Childish. It really is. You look at all of these things that are going on down there, and then you scratch your head because there's an ancillary story that goes with this. The number of people that are drug traffickers that are coming across our border, the outrage that people ought to feel, the political way of angling or dangling this whole business in front of us. I saw a justification this week for letting people, one person wrote an op-ed piece in one of the Boston newspapers about why we should be letting more people into our country, because the birth rate among white Americans has gone down so significantly that business is not going to be able to continue to grow if we don't have a higher, you know, if we don't bring more people into the country to do business. So the justification for bringing all of these crooks, murderers, rapists, coming across the border. Not all of them are that, for sure. Some of them are well-intentioned, but they certainly get mixed in. And besides, whether they're good people or not isn't the question. What they're doing is illegal, against the law, and ought to be stopped. And it was stopped. I give Jennifer her due when it comes to Trump. At least when he was president, all of this stuff wasn't happening. So you got to wonder, what's the motivation on the part of the people who are in charge now of letting all of these people into our country? What motivates them? Is it just that they will vote for them? Is it to increase the population so business is good and people are buying goods and services?
Do you want to know what my theory
is? Of course I do. That's why I started this.
They want to grow the big cities. So they want to take away every... Poverty finds its way to the city center, right? And so you grow poverty, you grow the city size. That creates, yes, in one way, more voters, but it also allows for government to have growth and get bigger because people need to be taken care of. And so a bigger government means that politicians can find themselves in unlimited power, right? Because they start to grow. You get more people addicted to government, and then government takes over. So
that's what it is. It's an addiction. It's an addiction. Being attached to the government, whether it's for Social Security, whether it's for Medicaid, whether it's for any number of aid things. As I'm a farmer, I see all of the government programs to help bolster the farmers. If they just leave everybody alone and get out of their face, you know, all of this focus on the environment and having all these programs on the farms, it's not the family farmers who are responsible for this. Family farmers, all of them that I know anywhere around the country, are very conscious of how they're caring for their land. After all, that's their livelihood. So why would they let it go all to hell? But yet the big corporate agribusinesses that really don't care about anything except the bottom line want farmers to produce as much as possible, no matter what expense. And so that's where you see all
really
these
rough stuff. It really is interesting
you
bring that up, because the farmers who farm along the border are screaming and nobody hears them. They've got people who come and die, who squat on their property. There was one guy that we talked to on my morning show who had someone who was firing at his family with a shotgun.
Shooting.
And so he returned fire and actually shot the guy, and now he's in prison. I mean, that's there's just some really, really crazy stuff that's coming. And there's a national security element to it, too. When you've got the door open, you don't know who is coming in.
Yep. That is for sure. And so all of this stuff continues. And meanwhile, why would you go to Mexico on vacation? I know, Jennifer, I mentioned you yesterday when we were talking about this. When you weren't here, how many times you've gone down to Cabo and some of these other places on the west coast of Mexico, because Americans love to go there. I've been in Mexico once in my life for 4 hours, crossing the border from San Diego into Tijuana. That's the only time I've ever been there, and I have absolutely no desire to go to Mexico for anything. I suppose part of it is this sort of thing, but the other thing is it's the total disregard they have for America and Americans by letting this stuff happen. They could fix this. Now, wasn't there a bill or somebody put forth an idea this week? I think it was Lindsey Graham who suggested that we send troops into Mexico? And, it was Lindsey Graham. I'm pretty sure about that earlier in the week.
Yes, he did.
Right. Let's send in American troops into Mexico. And that was before this kidnapping and killing of the Americans. That was the day before, almost instinctively, like he knew something was going to happen like this. But, if they're going to attack, this is an attack. They're attacking our country, so we need to fight back. And these people that are in charge aren't going to do that, so I guess you're not going to probably get them to send the military there. And maybe that's a little overcooked of the situation. But still, under the circumstances, come on. Jeepers, it's, I don't know, am I being dramatic about this?
It's one of the biggest, between that and Afghanistan, those are the two biggest missteps of the administration trying to move away from what Trump wanted to do. And at what cost? It's a cost to us, not to Trump.
Well, that's a whole other thing. One of the things on the agenda for our story list this week are the people running for president. Very interesting. Who's showing up on the Republican side and the Democratic side to run. It's 18 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here to go through at this moment in time, because each hour of the Good Day program during the week, at this point in the hour, we go into social media trending things, often about celebrities. Is Pete Buttigieg a celebrity? I guess in a manner of speaking, many politicians look at themselves, or they become celebrities. Look at all of the attention that's paid to the life and times of these characters on both sides who go way beyond what the scope is of what they're supposed to be doing. Whether they're elected officials, Pete was the mayor of South Bend, then he ran for president, and he presented himself well. And a lot of people, I actually was one of them, who thought he was the one who presented himself best among the Democratic candidates. But he has no substance. He has style, and he has knowledge, but he apparently, as we are finding out pretty dramatically, that he doesn't have much else going for him. So there's a lot of yak about him resigning. And so the question that Jay has asked on social media is whether or not the calls for him to resign are warranted. And please explain. So what do we have there, Jay?
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of people saying that he needs to resign immediately. On Twitter, it seems like everybody who answered they're stepping up to bat for Pete Buttigieg. Dr. Laura DeVoe says it's clear that he has inherited a department of longstanding and hardworking individuals who are hungry for more support and a visionary leader. He is doing an incredible job at Wonka Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonk, wonk.
I'll have what she's having, that one over
wonk,
there.
Wonk, wonk. Right. Okay, excuse me, Jay. Please.
At Wonka Mobile says, I think he's doing a really good job, and I'm following DOT closely. The infrastructure bill, the consumer protections advancements in aviation, the focus on pedestrian safety, the antitrust move, the moves, and more stuff. It's a shame how politicized it's all
become. It has become politicized, but I'm not aware of any of these things. Where has the promotion been? Where's the news been? Where's the focus been on these things? The transportation department has been one of those things, I'll grant you that, over the years it's just been a cesspool of people, phony politicians or has-beens get thrown in there and, you know, they just spend the rest of their career doing nothing. And that's why the infrastructure is as bad as it is. So, yeah, there's a bill to improve it, that whether he came up with it or somebody else in the Biden administration came up with it. But it's just like everything else.
It's spending money to fix a problem that we shouldn't have in the first place. Now, granted, it's not Pete's problem, but if he were really more inspirational, he'd come up with a way to fix the infrastructure other than just doing it the same way it's always been done.
Here's kind of the deal with the infrastructure. The bill that the Biden administration put together spent so much time talking on about green initiatives and money for green initiatives that it doesn't really rebuild all the stuff that that's crumbling. I mean, California, after a rain, we've got potholes and sinkholes and all kinds
of
craziness.
Good God,
right, and they're
more
concerned about electric vehicle chargers. So that's number one. Number two, it's not just the roads that he's responsible for. Of course, that's not all of his fault. It's about what the preparedness of preventing problems. We've had a port that was jammed up so that the supply chain was completely broken. We had flights grounded for the first time since 9/11 under Mayor Pete's duty. We've had derailments like crazy. We've had these chemical burns. These are the problems that he needs to be responding to. Not necessarily it's his fault if there's a pothole in the road.
No, well, it's not his fault these things are happening. But where are you when it comes to leadership? This lady is pointing out that she thinks he's been a good leader, and we're just pointing out that we think that he needs, maybe he needs to be more mature or whatever it is, advancements in aviation. How does he get, how does...
Well, but also whenever there's the State of the Union, it should not be the president speaking on, whoever the president is at the time, speaking on all of these things. It should be the secretary of the departments giving their own address. And
like a board meeting. That's
yes,
a cool idea,
exactly.
Jay. I like that.
Yeah, that is a good idea. There's one more good idea for Jay. All right, what else have we got here for comments?
Pegacorn 13, it says, Pete has crisscrossed the country to deliver to local communities and leaders. And the tangible goods of the Biden administration's infrastructure investments and jobs, all
it's
of the good stuff.
Money.
He's an amazing domestic ambassador.
Okay, thank you. Well, thoughts on Pete. 28 past the hour.
Is it cheaper on eBay? You can find out in a flash. Literally, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item or something similar. Try this. This is very cool. As you shop, open the free eBay app on your smartphone, then tap the search bar. Look for the camera icon and point your phone at the item you're interested in and snap a photo. The app will search eBay and list lookalike items for sale. Now, bear in mind, artificial intelligence is matching pictures, not exact items. So you'll want to read the specs and note the condition of the item, etc. But if you're looking for a book or DVD, you're better off searching the usual way by title. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Banking regulators are reporting depositors at Silicon Valley Bank will have access to their funds today as part of an emergency plan to hopefully stop other runs at banks from SVB's rapid collapse. The regulators also closed Signature Bank. At least 8 people are dead and possibly over a dozen are missing after a pair of small boats capsized off the San Diego, California coast Saturday night during rough seas. An unidentified Hispanic woman called 911 claiming her boat made it to the beach, but the other one capsized with 15 people on board. Captain James Spittler with the San Diego Coast Guard suggests the incident was part of a human smuggling operation.
This is not necessarily people trying to find a better life. This is part of a transnational criminal organization effort to smuggle people into the United States.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio roundup. We do this every week at this time. We, when I say we, I mean the likely presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here to add fuel to the flames of insurrection. And we're going to have an insurrection here. Jennifer and Jay are going to take over the program, and I'm going to get tossed out. What do you think of that?
Been suspended. Whoops. You're going to have to serve your suspension on Monday.
Without pay. Yes, thank you. All right, let's go back to Pete. Pete's one of my favorite targets this week for a number of reasons. Yeah, right. We have some more comments, actually, and I wanted not to give these folks short shrift when it came to folks that went in I've captured some of your thoughts about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, which, again, every time I pronounce his name, I know I'm doing it wrong, but I don't. I guess I don't care. It's maybe it's like somebody saying Doug Stephen. Is that right?
Do you want to go through like how Trump? Remember when Trump was running and he would he had to struggle to say his name? He would say yeah. Boot Edge Edge.
Boot Edge Edge. Okay, Boot Edge Edge. So anyway, we've got a couple more comments that I'd like you to pass along, Jay, if you will, on Mayor Pete, and then I want to talk about I think back to Lindsey Graham again. He has called for on the floor of the Senate. I think somebody else has called on the floor of the House for his resignation. You're not going to get it, but it's an interesting. It's Mike Collins of Georgia has called for his immediate resignation. Lindsey Graham has called for his. So you got somebody on the House floor, somebody on the Senate floor, calling for his immediate resignation. Quote: He has Collins said he has abandoned his department's mission of improving the safety, technology, and efficiency of our infrastructure in favor of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. So that sort of flies in the face of what one of our listeners said. Actually, a couple of listeners who went to the trouble of responding to our questions, thank you very much, and they have an entirely different point of view on Mayor Pete. So you got somebody, all these things that I see is that he's doing a great job. Right?
Yeah,
we didn't have anybody who said...
Well, and so these came from Twitter, and another one, at DK Patty Cakes, I think he's doing a great job elevating something people called an obscure position and making people think of how intertwined all of this really is. But then, since we have been speaking about this, a few came in with Facebook, too. Patrick Godfrey, on the complete opposite side, says he's MIA, which I think that's also a sentiment a lot of people have. And Tim Lowe chimes in, tell me again how quickly he arrived at the first train derailment and how quickly he got those residents in the area some disaster relief. It's sad that a former president can get there and distribute supplies quicker than our current government.
Interesting. Somebody said he's a real political talent. Well, that's kind of, he's supposed to be an administrator, not a politician. Secretariats are administrative positions, not political, or they're not supposed to be political. That's not how they were envisioned. Jennifer?
He kind of reminds me of Gavin Newsom here in California, where they look good, they sound good, but when it comes to actually getting to work, they can't. And so that's one piece. I think that's why we all thought he was kind of like a rising star, because he performed really well during the debates and when he was running for president, and people, you know, he became like this up-and-comer. But when you actually put him to work, I think it's been really disappointing, and I think it's actually taken probably some of the points away from him. I mean, obviously, our friends on Twitter are think differently. But I think, by and large, I always kind of use my mom. She's my liberal beacon. But she loved Mayor Pete. She loved him. And now she's
I
think he's come down a few notches. You know, because so it's disappointing, I think. I think there is a tarnishing of what could be his future.
All right. Number six on the story list is the presidential race and contenders. And the reason I bring it up now is because I want to get to some of these other thoughts also from social media, Jay, that you've culled out of the people who have responded to various things this week. But to go back to Mayor Pete for a moment, going beyond the resignation calls and the lack of getting anything done in the transportation department, he's prominently thought of as a real contender for the presidency in 2024. And it looks more and more like Joe Biden's wife, who is going to make the decision. It's apparent that it's very apparent she's the one making the decision, not Joe. And it looks like she's not looking too favorably on having Joe run again. And if I were his wife, I probably wouldn't either, for any number of reasons. But at any rate, some of the other people that have been mentioned, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, this week she got a bill passed, which I thought was quite, we were talking about it earlier, Jennifer. It was a bill that went through the House and the Senate in Michigan to void all of the abortion bans that had been on the books since the 1930s, I think, Jay, wasn't it? The 1930s, maybe even earlier than that. So this allows for people to have they weren't being enforced, but this is a symbolic measure, I think, as much as anything else, to get these things changed. And you see a lot of these in the blue states. That's what's going to happen. And, it, you know, back to pitting the red states against the blue states. And when I look at some of these things, the Republicans are always attached to the negative side of this, or what's perceived to be the negative side of it. And I think that we actually, Jay and I got into this earlier, Jennifer, talking about, we didn't get into it, we agreed, or, you know, to a point. I'm not a believer in abortion, as you know. You've heard me talk about that over the years. I don't like to make it a big deal, and I don't like to talk about abortion on the air, because the conversation goes no place. So why waste your time talking about it, except, okay, on occasion when something like this happens.
Well, it's a really emotional issue on both sides, right? The people fighting for life are emotional. The people fighting for choice are emotional. And it is hard to have a productive conversation, because it's rare people change their minds.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, so anyway, that's happening.
Which is why, by the way, I think the beauty of the ruling that was this last year, bringing the power back to the states is appropriate so that the people's voice can be heard in each individual location.
Mm-hmm. And that's why that's for those of you who don't remember or don't know, that's why these states are taking the initiative and the action, as they are in Michigan this week. But most states have taken it up, whether it's plus or minus or for or against, it's being done. So, yeah, back to home rule. All right, Jay, let's go back to some of the other hot topics, things that are on the list this week, including number four, the lab leak. Man, oh, man, I saw this and I just smiled because you remember, Jennifer, the very first day, Jay, you and I, we all
Doug,
talked about
I was
about
thinking
this.
About you all week long. People lost stuff for saying things like this.
I lost $86,000 worth of business.
Yep.
Because I called it the Chinese virus and was very descriptive about where it came from. It was very apparent to me. And I got this actually from Uri Geller more than anything else. He went through the process, and he's very psychic and he's very tuned in. When that virus was transported from Wuhan to Milan, it was originally supposed to go to Iran. And that's why Italians had a real problem with it, because it got loose. It wasn't properly sealed. And so the virus got out in Italy, and that was why they were one of the first countries that had a big problem with it. But it was very clear that this is something, and the construct of having it done, and Tony Fauci being up to his ears, why this guy isn't in jail at this point is beyond me. He's number five on the people list, by the way. This week, this just makes me
outraged, because I was like locked down in my home because I chose not to get a vaccine and I couldn't do things. I live in Los Angeles. Things were closed down. It absolutely is infuriating. We were lied to. So for what? So that Tony Fauci could protect the fact that he was doing gain of function research outside of his role with the government? Or is it that people were enriching themselves to bring up big pharma? Or is it because people were working with China to annihilate some of the population in the world? Like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Ugh. It's pretty obvious.
And how long has this been in the works? Has it been done before, and is it going to be done again?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just gone.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. All right. So a couple of other people, will you go to the comments about Dougie?
Yeah, Charlene Smith says, well, Dougie already called it on the COVID leak, which I agree that it was and still is the Chinese government and scientists that started it. M. York says, already said / thought COVID was man-made, playing with the original SARS virus. Just look at how fast the shot came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then also touch on a different hot topic, that the 24 race will be another circus like the last two.
Yep, that's for sure. Although Trump is being sidelined more and more and more all the time for various reasons. This week, because the bad news coverage.
I was
going to
say, don't believe everything that the news coverage speaks.
Well,
there.
But there's, yeah, but
that's
it's
how
still,
we get burned on that all the time.
He gets, well, but there's going to be, it looks like there's going to be a criminal indictment, or at least that's what the New York Times and that ilk want you to believe, because they're cheerleaders for that stuff in the first place. All right, let's see.
Well, speaking of Trump and TikTok, which is also in the news, Trump was against TikTok when he was in office fighting against it.
Yep. TikTok should be banned. That's number seven. And never mind a proposal, ban it now.
That's finally, some other people in Congress are coming to the table on that. They're spying on everything through TikTok. It is so crazy. Yeah.
Ban it today, now. No discussion, no debate. Ban it now. All right, now, let's see. Number one this week are relationships with China. This is the weekend of the Oscars. And so there are a lot of people who have signed a petition to remove an actor from Hong Kong. His name is Donnie Yen, as an Oscar presenter, because he is supporting the Chinese government. Now, this is a no-no for the Taiwanese, for sure, but the people, even though Hong Kong is part of China, this guy's gone out on a limb. So here's another one of these people, and how many influential people like this who have come over here from China, who are actors or whatever, do we trust any of them anymore? Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences hasn't commented on the petition. He's recognized as an action star. I'm trying to remember who he is, and I don't. Probably if I saw a picture of him, he's been as an you know he's like.
Well, he's been outspoken about his support for the Chinese government.
Yeah, well, why not? They keep him. He's Jackie Chan, the star of lots of Chinese movies, as well as made a lot of money doing it. And so he's a martial arts guy, and that's what you expect, I think, from a lot of the Chinese actors. But then he was named as a presenter for the awards. Again, the wokeness of, is that what it is? Is that wokeness? Go and get a Chinese guy to be a presenter. We've got to have more black people. We've got to have more Chinese.
More representation.
Well, and the petition's calling for him to be removed as a presenter at the Oscars
right.
actually originated from people from Hong Kong.
Oh, did it?
Over
good.
A lot of the well, protests that have
where are the people in America that should be on top of this? Where are people who people are
You're
so
You're talking about the crowd
unaware.
That loved Harvey Weinstein and whatchamacallit, the guy that, who was the guy that, Roman what? Polanski, right?
Polanski,
I mean, these are
yeah.
the same crowd that would, like, yeah. lift these guys up.
Yeah, well, get rid of them. Get rid of him. I'll start that year. Get rid of Down with Yen. All right. 48 past the hour. On the overview, what's going on in the News Talk Radio world?
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Our visit from this is our guaranteed respite from the rest of the world. Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com, and we're going to talk. He's on a trip. He's always on a trip, but he's got to focus on some new Mercedes, among other things. We're going to talk about that in a second. If you're in the market for a new car and you want to make sure that it's a good investment, then look to Kelley Blue Book's 2023 Best Resale Value Award. These winners will bring you around so that you know that you're getting the most out of your vehicle when it's time to sell it. Andy Solomon would like to explain a little bit more as to how this works.
I'm Andy Solomon. Many new car buyers do not realize that depreciation often is the greatest expense incurred by drivers during the first 5 years of vehicle ownership. Kelley Blue Book put together its 2023 Best Resale Value Awards to help car buyers understand which new vehicles should best hold their value over time. Matt Deegan, editor for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
An average 2023 model year vehicle will retain less than half of its original value after 5 years of ownership, whereas Kelley Blue Book's top 10 Best Resale Value Award winners will retain on average about 10% more.
Understanding a car's resale value down the line can make the difference of hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in the long run.
Shoppers who buy a 2023 model from Kelley Blue Book's Best Resale Value brand and luxury brand winners can be confident their vehicle will retain its value well over time.
To see the 2023 Kelley Blue Book Best Resale Value Award winners, go to KBB.com.
All right, so now Nick Miles joins us from Asheville, North Carolina. There's a big Dodge convention there, or whatever else goes on in Asheville. I think Asheville is one of the pretty, one of the most beautiful. I was going to put beautiful and pretty together as one word. It's a great American community.
Absolutely.
So, having a good time. Let me just go back to the depreciation thing for a second before we talk about Mercedes.
Yeah.
The fact that half of the cars lose half of their value in 5 years. Has that always been the way it is, or is this something new because there are more models, they're expensive? What would
No,
what went
no, it's
into?
Been the same.
It has.
Yeah, it's been the same, Doug. But it's all the market's driven by consumer need, right? So the pandemic kind of screwed up a lot of those numbers because people were having a hard time getting vehicles. But there are certain vehicles that do not lose their cachet. You can think of things like the Jeep Wrangler. And that doesn't. That in fact, that is the least depreciating vehicle that you can buy new. It still holds about 75% of its value after 5 years. Toyota trucks, the little Tacoma, that's super popular. There are other cars like the Dodge Challenger and Charger. They are super popular and they hold their value. But for the cars that are kind of like toasters, your Honda Civics, those type of vehicles, you know, 5 years.
Cars like
five
toasters.
Years, people, well, you know, they're appliances, right?
Yeah.
After
I know
5 years,
yeah.
They're done.
They have no cachet. They have no sex appeal. They're just a piece of tin on four wheels with a motor in them. That's all they are. And that's okay. If that's what you need a car for, then go for it. That's fabulous. But don't expect it to perform. It'll just be there when you need it to be there. Hopefully it'll always start and it'll go and you'll live happily ever after. Okay, so I wanted to talk about that for a second. Let's go to where you are now and what you've been studying this week, which is basically autonomous cars, what they're doing. And I said Mercedes has the most capable car when it comes to running itself, apparently, even more so than a Tesla. Is that so? Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Mercedes is the only car company in the United States that has legal level 3. That is hands off the wheel, eyes off the road, and feet off the pedal. So you don't even have to look at the road now with these new Mercedes vehicles that are starting to come into market at the end of this year. And it's state-by-state licensing, right? So Nevada and California have licensed them. But here's the big thing that most people don't know about autonomous cars, Doug, and is super, super scary. Ford just filed a patent. And that patent that they have actually publicly said they may not actually use, but that patent allows your autonomous car, if you fail to make payments on the car, slowly turn off things in the car, like air conditioning, like cruise control. It will start beeping at you if you do not make your car payment. And finally, if you still neglect to make your car payment, this vehicle will drive itself to an impound lot. Now, this is what America didn't sign up for.
There you go. Okay. The new world order when it comes to car repos. The repo man just has a button. That's it. All right. Well, this is an interesting reality. Nick Miles, our autoexpert.com here on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.